The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Good morning, Long Island, and welcome to DDI on Autism on 103.9 FM, keeping an eye on autism and giving a voice to its Long Island community. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Romas, and again, so glad that you can join us this morning as we share and explore all relevant issues related to autism spectrum disorder. Well, you know, today's conversation is going to be around the issue of assisted technology, which offers enormous promise to people with all sorts of special needs, both cognitive and physical. My guests today are Jeanne-Anne DeFeo, the Assistant Director of DDI's Adult Service Program, Brianna Graham, a direct support professional who's worked directly with my principal guest this morning, Colleen Costello, who's been the primary beneficiary of assisted technology. So welcome, ladies. Thank you all for making this time. I really appreciate that. So, you know, let's start right from the very beginning. I think the listeners, including me, by the way, have some vague notion around what assisted technology is. And in preparation for the show, I kind of did a little bit of reading, and I realized that there are many levels, from low-tech to much more advanced kinds of use of technology. But maybe you guys can inform me and the listeners about what this really is. What is assisted technology?
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
So assisted technology is enabling individuals who experience and express wanting to live a more independent life. And instead of always having a DSP or direct care staff, it's more of the technical piece that we've worked with Simply Home here at DDI and in Colleen's apartment to kind of generate and format a specific plan for Colleen. Mm-hmm. It breaks it down to the different technology we use, the panic button for Colleen in her apartment. Mm-hmm. In case there's an emergency or Colleen feels like she needs assistance, she can hit that panic button and the alert will go to the DSP or the staff member that is on that panic button has been alerted.
Sure.
And then what the staff, you know, should do, you know, in response to that. So it just enables individuals to live more independently and not to rely so much on the DSP or the direct staff support and to really be independent.
Yeah, you know, it's so in concert. Ladies, it's so in concert with DDI's mission to maximize and foster independence. And it's important, I think, that, you know, we all understand that the whole goal of bringing assisted technology into the equation is to kind of provide yet one more means, or another means, rather, of enhancing that. And that, I think, to your point, Jeanne-Anne, that it's kind of individuated. Like, one person might benefit from having a panic button or some other kind of device, and someone else might need something else, depending on what that person's particular needs are. But, you know, let me circle right to you, Colleen, for a second, if I may. You've been with DDI a long time? How long have you been with DDI?
I've been working at Colleen's home almost 13 years.
Wow.
In 2020, I had a DDI job for 25 years. Almost 26 years. Going to be in 2020.
That's great.
I worked hardest at going nursing home.
Yes, yes.
I've been working going nursing home for 12 years. It's going to be 13 years.
Wow, wow.
It's going to be 13 years in 2020.
Yeah.
I'm a good worker, hardest worker.
I have no doubt that you have a really good work ethic. And
yeah.
I know that you and I go way back because I've been with DDI for 29 years. So I remembered you the moment you walked in. Yeah, we go way back. So you've definitely, you know, you've planted some deep roots here, haven't you?
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit, Colleen, about today's subject, which is how
I'm saving my money.
Good, I hope so. assisted technology, because you're living independently, pretty much, aren't
yeah.
you? Right. So you have your.
Yeah.
Am I right? You live independently in your own apartment.
I'm doing a workout.
That's nice.
I'm doing a treadmill, elliptical trainer, bicycle machine, doing weightlifting,
I wish
bike
I could do that.
And everything.
So let me ask you this, Colleen. Now that you're living as independently
yeah.
as you ever have, do you feel safe in your home? Do you feel secure?
Yeah.
And does this technology that we're using, does that help
yeah.
you? Good. You know, I'd like to bring Brianna into the conversation
yeah.
too. I think correct me here, Brianna. I think you've been with DDI for about, or at least with Colleen for about a year.
Over a year. Yeah.
So you saw some of these applications of technology
yes.
put into use, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's your observation been so far? What are your thoughts about this so far?
The technology definitely helps a lot, especially with the use of the iPad. It displays whoever's at her door. She uses that very well. Definitely, you know, while we're cooking. It lets me know, or lets her know, or lets, you know, the
sure,
phone
yeah.
know that, you know, when the stove is on. So it definitely is an important role and is very useful.
I'm actually kind of grateful and happy, Brianna, that you brought those issues specifically up, because it just seems to me, as like the listeners and me try to wrap our heads around how assisted technology fosters independence, right? So on one level, we introduce the topic as being a kind of a continuum with low-level technologies, things like wheelchairs and
mm-hmm.
you know, just basic physical supports, and then to much more advanced kind of technology, which would allow people to have a connection, as you suggested, with an iPad, and to have alerts, really, and to ensure safety. So I think when you work with a population as DDI does, sometimes who have developmental disabilities, sometimes who are on the spectrum, sometimes there's cognitive issues, I think the big elephant in the room always when you approach something is always around safety. That's the first...
Absolutely.
Right? Doesn't always
mm-hmm.
start there.
Yeah.
So it seems that one of the benefits of kind of working through some of this is around safety. So you brought up a couple of important issues. Jeanne, even before we kind of started, we talked a little bit about, I think, how technology can make using the stove safe, right?
Yes.
Fire alarms. Can you speak to that a little bit?
The Simply Home technology is set up with our fire alarm system
mm-hmm.
in the IRA and in Colleen's apartment. So if
yeah.
in the event of a fire, the fire alarm will go off, and Colleen has strobe lights and a shaker bed to kind of assist her, which she independently does exit during a fire, but it also sends an alert to the staff phone who can respond to that as well. And that would be an immediate, you know, response back to the Chelsea apartment.
So what I think I'm hearing a little bit about this approach is that you get some of the support and some of the oversight that you might want from staff, but they don't necessarily have to be physically in your space, and it allows you a greater sense of privacy and independence, because there's still safety, but you don't have to have somebody in your space. I should ask you, Colleen, are you enjoying that greater independence? Is that
yeah.
the right way to put it? Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I had DDI job almost 26 years.
What have you done? What's your job?
I work at Golden Nursing Home almost 13 years.
Wow.
I did a good hardest worker.
Right.
I work at Golden Nursing Home almost 13 years.
That's fantastic.
So I'm saving up my money, going on a vacation.
Well,
I'm going on a cruise. I'm going to Mexico. toe.
Well, that just sounds so nice. And what I like about what you just shared with us, Colleen,
In November.
Well, you've kind of already demonstrated that you have
In November.
But you've already demonstrated that you have independence around work. And now you have independence in your home. And you're also planning vacations. Yeah. So, like, it's funny. Isn't that funny, though, how, like, independence across settings, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Mexico, huh?
I'll go to Mexico.
Good.
In November.
Well, I wish I was, too. We're just going to just go into a break for just a moment. I just want to...
I love winning money.
Well, me too, Colleen. Me too.
I like winning money.
Oh, I do, too.
It's a good thing.
I do, too.
No winning money.
Hey, stay with us. The subject of our conversation is not just vacations. It's assisted technology.
Vacations.
Yeah. Independence. Right? And using all of this to create a life that is really and truly independent.
Yeah.
So stay with us. When we come back, the conversation will continue. We'll talk about how all of this really came about. Stay with us.